Well, it was Wednesday afternoon that we got word at midnight we were going to receive a brand new track from Paul McCartney. It wasn't but an hour or so after that that we were told that we just might have the chance to actually talk to Sir Paul himself on the phone about, among other things, his much buzzed about forthcoming album and his new tune. Well, we're going to get that chance. And so Jill and I are extremely happy to bring you a current first, and I believe a Minnesota Public Radio first. On the line is Sir Paul McCartney. Hello, Paul. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you just great. Where are you at the moment?
I am actually on the East Coast in a place called Amagansett on holiday.
So we've been reading a lot about this new album you've been working on, and you've made some really interesting connections with some pretty cool producers, and we just got the opportunity to hear the new track, New, which you work with Mark Ronson on that one. A lot of people associate him with names like Amy Winehouse and Lily Allen. Tell us about why you chose to work with him.
Well, a few reasons, really. I knew Mark a little bit as a friend. You know, I met up with him here and there. And we kind of enjoyed each other's company. But then he DJed at me and Nancy's wedding, and we were sort of up bopping till 3 in the morning, and we were loving the kind of music he was playing, you know, keeping the party going. So after that, when I was looking around for someone to produce, and I must say, we'd always said, you know, it'd be good to work together one of these days. When I finally was actually going to go in the studio, I rang Mark and said, okay, do you fancy it? You know, should we do it? And he said, yeah, you know, but it was kind of part friendship and part respect for the work that he'd done in the past, as you say, with people like Amy.
Paul, a couple of the producers on the new record and that you worked with are actually sons of producers who were significant in the Beatles era. So tell us about that.
Well, yeah, no, that suddenly sort of struck me, you know, is that I've worked with Giles Martin's dad, George Martin, who was, you know, our producer, obviously, with the Beatles. Glyn Johns, I worked with on Let It Be and Wings stuff too. And his son, who I worked with on this album, is Ethan Johns. So that's what happens. You know, all the hot producers, a lot of them anyway, these days, are certainly the age of the sons of my contemporaries.
Sure.
But actually, two of them on the album were actually sons of people I knew very well, Glyn and George. So it's exciting, you know, it's good fun working with them because they've got a lot of characteristics that their dads had. They're serious about what they do, obviously, you know, because they've kind of got a little bit of something to live up to. But they're great guys. In the end, you know, that's what it comes down to. Everyone I was looking at to work with on this album, which was, you know, Giles Martin, Ethan Johns, Mark Ronson and Paul Epworth, have all proved themselves. You know, they're all great in their own field, so I knew they were great. And it was going to be a question of whether I got on with them or not. And I was actually then going to choose one of them and sort of say, okay, you know, you should produce the album. But I liked them all so much and enjoyed the different experiences of working with each one that it ended up that we did a few tracks together.
Did you go in with a lot of stuff, or did you just sort of go into the studio and see what songs emerged there?
Well, it's funny. I did go in with a lot of stuff. I think I had about 20 songs written, you know, which is always the motivating thing for me. It's like, okay, I can't start writing some more. I've got to kind of clear this backlog, you know. It's always exciting. You suddenly go, whoa, got enough for an album. But the funny thing was, so I went into, and the first producer I worked with was Paul Epworth. So I go in there with this bag of 20 songs all ready to record. And Paul says, oh, man, you know, he says, let's make it up. I've got a great idea. And he, for, you know, I think it should be like this. I'm going, yeah, okay. So what's the song? He said, well, we'll make it up. Well, you know, it's hard to kind of not be caught up in that kind of enthusiasm.
Yeah.
So I do that. I have a project that I do called Fireman, where it's completely improvised.
Right.
So I must say I do love to do that. I think he probably knew I did as well. But it's his method. So it's funny, you know, even with a bag of 20 songs, the first track I put down for this was the opening track of the album. And we made that up in the studio just off the back of Paul's enthusiasm, you know.
We are talking with Sir Paul McCartney on the Currents Morning Show. The new record is new, and it's coming out in October, and we're very excited about the new single, which is called New. And Paul, we gotta say, we love it, and it has a very classic Paul Beatles kind of sound to it.
Oh, thanks. You know, it's funny, when I play people the album, when this one comes on, they go, oh, this is you. Because a lot of the tracks on the album are not what you'd necessarily say is me, a style you'd recognize of mine. Because, you know, I didn't want all to sound the same. So
right. The
album's quite varied. But this track, yeah, people do point out that, you know, this is very me. This is kind of... And I must say, when I wrote it, I thought that, you know, I thought, okay, this is me writing this kind of songs I'm known for. But it was great, you know, it's good fun to do. And I thought it'd be nice to release it now while we've still got a bit of summer left. Because
yeah. It's
kind of a summery song. I imagine, you know, driving along a motorway with this blasting on the car speakers. So there you are. It's new.
Yeah, New is the title of the song, and we've been loving playing it. We're going to get to it here again in just a second. We'll just, you know, wrap it up here with you. We know that you've got other things to be on to, but we want to ask you one more question before we let you go. We are speaking to you here from Minneapolis, St. Paul. We wonder if you have any particular associations that come to mind when you think of the Twin Cities or Minnesota, either from the Beatles or Wings days or more recently.
Well, you know, I mean, St. Paul, you know, is always catches my eye, obviously, and whenever we're going there, people say, hey, St. Paul, you know. So that's a personal thing for me.
Sure,
through
sure.
the years, that's always been a city I've noticed because of the name connection, obviously. But, you know, really what I think of is just all the great concerts and the great audiences. So we've always kind of had a good time. And so for me, I'm just imagining an audience bopping, smiling, me and the band, kind of whichever band it was, you know, because I've been there with Beatles, Wings, and my new band. And so it's really just the fun we've had, you know, and my real associations with the cities and with the area, you know. I say to people, you know, I love playing in America. American audiences are great anyway, you know, and when you get sort of near the Midwest, I don't know. I mean, like I say, all American audiences are great, but there's always something a little bit special about being in the middle of the country. I don't know what it is. It's just an energy. So I love it. It's hard to explain, but it's always been something that I've enjoyed and can't wait to get back there.
Paul, when you've been in the Twin Cities, did you ever have an opportunity to hang out with Prince when you've been in town? Or have you ever thought about, you know, working with Prince? You know, you worked with Michael Jackson back in the 80s, and, you know, Minnesota is the home to Prince. Did that connection ever come up?
Yeah, you know, I must say I have thought about it, but the timing's never been right. But we're friends. You know, we run into each other and various things, and, you know, I'll often sort of, you know, think of working with him, but the opportunity never come up. But he nearly came to see one of our shows, but he had something on and he had to cancel the last minute. But I know everyone in the crew was all really excited. One of the guys in our crew works with him, and he was really excited at the idea of the two of us meeting. But it didn't come off, actually. So I think about him whenever I come there. You know, because I'm a big fan. I love his guitar playing particularly. Now, I've been to quite a few of his shows, and I've got a message through to him sort of saying, wow, serious guitar playing.
Yeah. Well, we know he listens. We know he listens to the station. And so if you're listening right now, Prince, let that be another sort of enticement that Paul would love to work with you again.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Prince, if you're listening now, come on, baby. Let's get it on.
Well, Sir Paul, thank you so much for taking the time out of your vacation today to chat with us here on The Current. All right, Paul McCartney, and congratulations on the new material and the new song, New. We are loving playing it. Can't wait to hear the rest of the record.
Great. Thanks, guys. Say hi to all your lovely listeners. And, yeah, I look forward to seeing you all soon.
Likewise.
All right. Thank you, Paul McCartney.
You, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Let's get to that brand new single from Sir Paul McCartney. The new record, New, is coming out in October, but we got a little taste of it this week when the single dropped late Wednesday night, and it's New from Paul McCartney on 89.3 The Current.